Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go page 126. However, just remind you from last week, it says, "Bichinat ha-ma'atzil shebeketer," the aspect of the creator or the cause, which is in the keter, that means the cause, is called atik, remember, always, no matter which olam you are. Ve'bichinat shoresh han'atzelim, shoresh, and the aspect of the root of all the createes, na'atzelim, shebeketer nikra arichamfim. The totality of the keter, we said, has two aspects. One aspect is that doesn't have the arba bichinot, that means chesed, gevurah, tiferet, v'malchut. And one aspect has defined these four bichinot, is included. And this that has four bichinot, we call arichampin. That aspect of the keter that does not have these four bechinot and is the ma'atzil that came from above, it we call what? We call atik. Now, bechinat acharona shel atzilut, sheba atzilut, shehi malchut, the malchut of atzilut. Now we're going to discuss what is this light called malchut of the malchut of atzilut. Nasa atik בעולם הבריאה, או מתלבש בעריכמפין שבבריאה. So that means, it's talking about keter of בריאה. What is keter of בריאה? He says, every keter has two aspects. One cause, and the other one is the נעצל, is the one that has the four בחינות with it defined. So, he says, the Bechina Acharona, the last, which is in the Olam Atzilut, becomes the Atik. That means the cause that does not have that Arba Bechinot defined within it. Atik of Olam Briya. So Malchut of the Olam above, a Partsuf above, always becomes the Atik of the next Olam, that is going to become Atik again. We said this is the aspect of Tohu. And Arichampin is aspect of Bohu. Yeah. That's what we studied last week. Now here, and if we start understanding this part, we're going to understand most important, what really Shabbat is. Because it's the next page, it's 126. And he says the following. Meva'er, this section, it clarifies, Eich malchut ha'atzilut, this malchut of atzilut, yarda v'hayita leketer v'olam ha'briya. That it came down, this malchut, and became the keter of olam briya. Okay, that's practically the question you had last week. And there is 10 things that we have to study here. Now, let's read them, and then we go to Etz Chaim, and then Orpin Mi Bezat Hashem. Now, Be'olam Abriya, Ein Brosh Arichampin. Now, here you have to be very careful to take the words one by one. First, it says here it is, let's look at Olam Briya. The first Sefirah of Olam Briya is what? Keter. We want to discuss the keter of Olam Habriya. And we said always keter is a memotze, the in-between, between what it is before and what it comes after. Okay, that's the keter. That's the characteristics of keter. Now here it says, Olam Habriya, when we are already in Olam Briya, and we are not in Atzilut, Ein Berosh Arichampin. That means Olam Briya, if it has a keter, has a atik, and has a arechampin. And he says, in the aspect of arechampin, there is anything, but ela, chesed gevura bilvat. Vachaser, Keter, Chochma, Bina. So in reality, it's telling you that Arichampinis consist of seven Sefirot and is missing Keter, Chochma, Bina. Always. Anywhere that you find the Arichampin. Who is the Keter, Chochma, Bina of this seven? Is the Atik. Why? Because of the following.
You mean Atik has the 10, but the Arichampin only has the 7?
No. No matter what entity it is, always they have Eser Sefirot. Because if you don't have Eser Sefirot, you are not an entity.
So why is it saying it's missing?
But that mitlabesh, we said, betoch a 7 Sefirot. But it's going to explain what it is above, which is Atik, is going to mitlabesh ba'arichampin, and where he's going to mitlabesh ba'arichampin. That's the connections that we studied.
And we say that in potential they exist in Atik, but they don't materialize.
Perfect, exactly. It's not bepoah. In Atik is bekoach, in arichampin is bepoah. Correct what you are saying. Now, he says that Arichampin is missing Keter Chochma Bina. He says what it is, why? Because, bet, Rosh, the Kol Partsuf, Eino Mitlabesh Betachto. If there is a Partsuf above me, how many Sefirot it has? Eser Sefirot. He says the Rosh of this Eser Sefirot, which is Keter Chochma Bina, does not mitlabesh the next partsuf. That means the next partsuf head always comes, we said, till where? Till under the Rosh, if you look at the figures. And it does not include the Rosh, which is Keter Chochma Bina. Always the partsuf Elyon. Partsuf Elyon only covers from where? From the Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Nesach Hod Yesod of the Partsuf Elyon.
And would that be because the creation is trying to cover the Mohin and not pass it down?
Absolutely. Otherwise, if it continues the same, there won't be ever revelation of the giving a chance for a Creator to a Ne'atzel to exist, to express itself. So there is always going down, in order to bring about the possibility so the light of Ein Sof can...
But on the other hand, if that was revealed, the Mohin was revealed, you would have the right that you would, I guess, creation can become the creator.
That's what it is. Now, Bet Bechinot Yordot mimasach sheba'olam ha'elyon le'olam ha'tachton. Bet bechinot. There are two things that is coming down from Atzilut to Bria. Atzilut right now is the Ma'atzel, whatever it is, and Bria is the Na'atzel, as far as these two is concerned. So he says there is two things that comes from Atzilut into Bria. That means the Keter of Bria, as always, every Keter has two aspects. So therefore, two aspects come from Atzilut into the Bria. Number one, the first aspect, Bet Bechinot Masach Sheba'olam Elyon Le'olam Tachton, Aleph, Ha'eser Sefirot De'or Yashar, Or Chozer, Hayotzin Min HaMasach Al Yadei Zivug Daka. We remember that when the light or yashar comes to the head, to the Rosh, we said there is a masach on the malchut of the Rosh, and the first thing that it creates the or chozer, there is eser sefirot or yashar, eser sefirot or chozer, the malchut of the Rosh, which is the peh, returns the light, and captures the light, and we said this light that is captured in the Rosh, it is what it is. It includes Or Yashar Or Chozer, and this aspect, it happens in the Rosh, and this is what the light that has within it arba bechinot. When there is an or chozer, what this light is capturing the or chozer? Captures the chokhmah, the bina, utiferet, v'malchut. That's arba bechinot. We said or yashar comes through arba bechinot till it reaches malchut. Malchut makes or chozer up till keter, and if you capture the Eser Sefirot of Or Yashar, you have captured Arba Bechinot. Any question here? It's very important. But it's good. Let's continue. It's still very clear, as long as we remember what we studied. Dalet, Bet. So this is the first aspect. What aspect is coming down is that Or Yashar, Arba Bechinot of Or Yashar that had the Or Chozer because of the Zivug Daka and captures the Arba Bechinot that we said is Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. This is one aspect that comes to the lower world called Olam Bria, Bet, Or Malchut de Malchut. And we said there is another light called Malchut of the Malchut, Shebe Olam Elyon, that it is in the upper world, habukeya et hamasach, habukeya. Bekeya means it is pierced through. That means it, in reality, it ignores what masach does. Masach does not allow the light to go down. And what tells the masach says? It says the light to go back to where it started. What is the work of Masach? First of all, not to let the light to go through. That's a gvul. Says, no, from here on you cannot go down. And second, not only it doesn't let it through, it tells it to go back, to create Or Chozer, to the source of where it came, which is from, it came from its own keter. And he says, this is the work of a Masach. Now, there is an entity called Malchut of Malchut. And this Malchut of Malchut, remember what I said. I said Malchut of Malchut. That means you have Eser Sefirot for the Malchut, and the Malchut of that Eser Sefirot, it says Bokea. Bokea, that means a spear, but in the, Arav explains that in the world of spirituality, there is no, but any Masach. So what he's talking about? That it is Bokea. I mean, it comes down from its own gvulim. He ignores his own the gvulim that this masach has.
You mean the light ignores the fact that
Malchut of the Parzuf Elyon ignores, literally ignores the masach has gvul,
right.
Ignores this masach and goes through. Now, come here we go. Who, what is this light that ignores all the gvulim?
But the rules have changed, Mr. Rabbi.
Why?
Because at the beginning, the Masach was created there because you didn't want to just take Rasol Ashbiya, you wanted to do it.
But why Dafka Malchut of Malchut? Why nothing else and only this Malchut of Malchut? Why this ignores all the gvulim, all the limits of the masach, and goes to the lower world? Something of above ignores all the gvulim, ignores totally, and goes through something from and so.
Because now the light is intended for the ones below, and
close. Yes, close. Here it comes. Ve'yored liyot keter be'olam atachton. That means this Malchut of Malchut comes down, goes to the Keter to be the Keter of Olam Tachton. This is, by the way, the secret of Ani Rishon v'Ani Acharon. Keter is, it's whatever it is, and then it comes to again, a Malchut becomes a Keter. That means his Rishon is Acharon. That is, so there is an aspect of Ein Sof, no matter what you found it in Keter. No matter where you go, which keter you go, which level of koma you go, if you tap into keter, you have tapped into and so forth, because ani rishon, ani acharon is there. Oh, okay. If the light is not supposed to come to the malchut, so how the malchut is going to sustain itself and be what it wanted to be? What was the original malchut wanted to be? To be a cause. To be a cause. So he says, this is the secret of the moon and the sun. They both had their own light, their own kingdom. Because the Rampin had his own light, and Malchut had his own light. And the Malchut went and said, hey, you cannot have two people. There is only one Malchut. I am the Malchut. I got to control here. I got to have the control. What is this guy is doing? What? So he says, you want to be in control? No problem. Go down and be in control of what is below you. Not above you. You go below, and you gonna control what is below. That's why she reduced her light. What it means she reduced her light? It means the level of standing that she had before, she had to come down and not rule what is above her, but rule what is below her. Now, Sati comes back, because this is a very important point. The only way that we will see it, we'll understand it, if we recognize it within ourselves. Because it works in my system as well. It should work in my, as Adam. Because we said all these rules applies to Adam. So if it applies to Adam, I should be able to see it within myself. Toda Rabba. Now, we said the Rosh of Elyon doesn't mitlabesh betachton, partuf betachton. Now, and then the first thing that it came here, he says, Olam Elyon Olam Tachton. What is Olam Elyon Olam Tachton? Mm-hmm. Suddenly, why is taking, he says, look, there is a Olam above, Olam below. Now, I want to ask you, in your body, do you have Elyon v'tachton? Of course. Whatever is in your head is Elyon. And when it comes to the lower world and becomes emotion, it's not anymore logic, it becomes Olam tachton. In your head you have the Or Chozeh. Eser Sefirot Or Yashar is in your head, and the Or Chozeh. And of course has the Malchut of Malchut. That's called, the Peh is the Malchut, Malchut of Peh. It's a malchut of pay, yored. And yored koja mitlabesh betachton. Mitlabesh where? In the keter of your olam tachton, which is your body. And what is the keter of olam tachton? He says, only chesed gevura tiferet is the rosh of tachton, being the tiferet. So where really the eser sefirot, the arba bichinot that was in my head, gonna mitlabesh? In Arba Bichinot, they go and mitlabesh where? In my heart. In my head, they are tohu. But when they go to my heart, they become bohu. They will have Arba Bichinot. That's your heart. Now, we will see this slowly, slowly, how really this works. But understand it here through Sefirot. But this Sefirot is really nothing but is my body. Me as Adam. Now, Dalet. Betechila ha'idam malchut gadola kemo zeranpin. This malchut of malchut that we are talking was gadola. It was the same standing as zeranpin. Vekatrega. She went, she says, oh, I want to rule. Sheratzta lashlot belvada. That she wanted to control, she will be the only one. Now, this is the fight of your heart and your mind. Isn't this? She wants to control. Who wants to control your emotion? Your heart. Says, this is Delamuchat, this is my heart. Because my heart desires. So she wanted to, and then Hashem said, no. You reduce yourself. You see what the Moach tells you. Now, what this is all about. He says, Bilveda v'ne'emar la, and told her, Lichi v'me'ati et atzmech, lareded lo'olam abriya. That means Malchut of Malchut wanted to control everything, said, no, you can't. Go down, go to the Olam Bria, Vesham Tishlot. So what your heart is controlling? Your action. Your creation. Which is your action. Your hand creates, forms, does. That's your Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. That's how you form. How you create. How you do. He says, okay, you control that. But you get your light from Zerampin. And where is your Zerampin? It's Olam Elyon. It's in your head. Hainu nekuda hamalchut shenasta leketer ba'olam abriya. I don't think now you forget it. Now I think you remember. If you see the play between your heart and your mind, your heart being really part of Chesed Gevurah Tiferet of your body, and your head is going to be the Olam Elyon. Where the Eser Sefirot of Or Chozer really gets created? In your head. So we said two aspects comes down. One is the four aspect Bechinot that your head captured, which is the Or Chozer. It comes down. Plus that Malchut of Malchut, Bokea, and comes down and goes mitlabesh betoch. What is the lower world called Keter of Bria, mitlabesh hama, and that's where she controls and she sholets. Hey, be'et hamiut. As soon as she reduces herself, that's a malchut of malchut. Nistalku tet sefirot tachtonot mimalchut va'alu leshoresh lezerampin. As soon as this malchut of malchut says, I want a lishlot, and goes down, what happens to nine sefirot, which is above it, because this is a malchut of malchut, the nine sefirot that is below of this malchut of malchut, they go up, they go to Zerampin. Now, what happens into this malchut of that is in between? The nine sefirot, the first nine sefirot of it, they went to Zerampin. The malchut of malchut went and created below. What is here? Nothing. Empty. No connection. There's nobody there to connect. Follow what happens. And that's the secret of on Shabbat how we do Aliyat Olamot. That's only on Shabbat you can take the Bria because there is a separation to bring it back to the Malchut of Atzilut, that is, the nine light went up to Zerampin of Atzilut, and the Malchut of Malchut has went down, and that's where we say Keter Yitnu, that's where we go Aliyah to Atzilut Bachazara.
Shabbat, this space doesn't exist?
Which is space?
Right,
that's right. We really don't. We don't have a space. We go to this place that became empty, which is in Olam Atzilut.
Between each Olam that happens, it's not just between Atzilut.
Yeah, but there is a difference between Malchut of Atzilut and any other Malchuyot below. We're going to study. Bravo! You put your finger on a very important point. There is a humongous difference between Malchut of Atzilut. And let's say Malchut of Bria that becomes the Keter of Olam Yetzirah. Tremendous. Because already in Bria, what is missing? The Mochin, the Gal, the Keter Chuchma Bina of Olam Atzilut. There is no Mochin. Only there is Mochin when there is Aliyah B'Shabbat. And here it goes the following. In Tet Sefirot de Malchut Mistalkot, Mikhachmad pagam hatachtonim. It's as if it causes that there is a pagam of the lower world and these nine sefirot, the nistalkot, they leave. As eino ole leze rampin, ela nofelet leklipot. He says, but remember there is a difference. When this olam, or everything is created, don't think that if your malchut of malchut, that means malchut of peh, comes down, we said the nine sefirot of it, they will go up to Zerampin. He says, when the tachtonim got created and the tikkun started going, if the tachtonim make a mistake, this light doesn't go back to Zerampin. This is the light that's going to fall, instead of going back to the shoresh, it's going to fall into the klipa. That is where we're going to then cause problem, because now, in order to establish this malchut, how many sefirot is missing? Nine. And these nine sefirot are where? In the klipa. Now I have to go and dig that out of a klipa, and after I digged it out of the klipa, then I have to give it aliyah and put it back to where it was, which was the malchut of Atzilut.
Said,
yeah.
If it's positive,
and what you said and what you do,
it will not be taken.
Absolutely not. He said, if they do pagam, if there is a pagam, if you do
negativity.
Right, if you do anything that is not by the process, but what is required to do, if you don't handle it right, you're right. If that's the pagam, but if there is no pagam, no, you bring your continuity.
So what comes back to me again? It's the nine sefirot that comes back to me.
That's right. When you, let's say, you do the six ketzavot, which is sheshed yamim ta'avot, on the shivii, you have ve'yikadesh oto. What is yikadesh oto? It connects the gar to it and becomes eser, becomes kadusha. That's why in Hebrew, people says eserata. What is eserata? That means you are completed. You have now eser sefirot. If the design, you say that there was a Shevira, yes. Yes, by design, but always there was a choice. We're going to study here is the point, that what this Shevira means. Here it says right now there were two lights, and the Malchut of Malchut came, the Katrega, that means came with the complaint.
Right.
That, hey, two kings, it's not going to go, I want to control. It says, how come... I mean, really, why that aspect came, Malchut of Malchut? He says, because I'm a Malchut of Malchut. Everything depends on me, so therefore I should be in control. He says, okay, if you want to be in control, this is the design. You're right. You want to be controlled, you can only be control of the your lower world, not above. That's why she goes over her own Gvulim. This is the whole point. That's the whole point. Now, this chapter, when we finish, Bezrat Hashem, it's going to be much, much more clear.
This nine sefirot is leaving, and Malchut, once you receive the Malchut, the nine sefirot above it leaves. It gives you so much information. Just that by itself.
Of course. That's the whole point, that you want to get this a nitzutz, and you want to connect it to his shoresh. Because why there is something within us that all the time we want to connect to above? It's this malchut of malchut that has come down, and it wants really connect to its nine sefirot.
That also tells us, Mr. Milan, how much of the light we are getting from above is like, you're getting malchut of malchut of level just to come down.
And don't forget, still that is concealed. Even that is not even revealed to me. It's extremely concealed. Now, bravo, now you're looking at the significance of this. Because if we understand this keter, how this transformation occurs between Atzilut, which is the Olam of Machshava, which is your mind, and Olam of Bria, which is your creation. You're very simple. It's before you, how you bring your thought to the creation. This is what he's talking about. How am I supposed to bring this thought into the creation? So every time I don't goof, I don't make a pagam. Because if you make a pagam, then you gotta go and bring it now out of pots. That means Yisurim, Dinim Kashim, all the problems that we see in this world. So how am I going to bring a machshava into the Olam HaBriya? My own. Right. I have an Atik of my own. I have Arichampin of my own. I have all the Briya, Yetzira, Asiya of my own. And I cannot certainly handle the Olam HaTzilut Shela. Everybody, if I am very smart, I control my own thoughts, my own Olam HaTzilut. So to understand the transformation from the Atzilut into Bria is of utmost importance. And remember, from Atzilut, Atzilut is Ensofini. It's all Chokhmah. We said Atzilut is Chokhmah. Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. That means if you tap into the Atzilut, no matter what Koma you are tapping into the Chokhmah, the highest level available. And the point is now you want to bring this Chokhmah transformed from Atzilut, Olam Machshava, into Olam Bria, which is the beginning of the whole creation. Now, Zayin, כמו שנקודות המלכות דאצילות ירדה ונעשתה כתר לבריאה, same way that the מלכות of אצילות came down and became כתר לבריאה, כך הוא בכל עולם ועולם. Now, this is the pattern. This is the procedure. No matter which, the transformation from olam to olam, this is the system. Chet, besibat malchut de elyon, hanaset keter letachton, mitkasherim ha'olamot ze beze. Now, this concept of ze leze, ze beze, it's extremely important. We are using ze leze veze beze. So, just put it in your back of your mind, because he says how there is above connects to the below, ze beze, how this connects, he says, here it is, it's the malchut of the Elyon. Vegar de Bria, what is Gar of Bria? It's Gimel Rishonim of Olam Bria. That means Keter, Chokhmah Bina. Gimel Rishonim. That's very true. Bravo.
That was good.
Bravo. Now you got a very important point. What you are telling, he says, okay, this guy doesn't have a Keter Chokhmah Bina of Elyon. Does it have a Keter Chokhmah of his own? He says, yes. So he says, what is his own? He says, his own is made only of Chesed Gevurot Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod, the Arich Hanpin. He says, yes, that is true. But the Gimel Rishonim, the Chesed, he says, Chesed Gevura Tiferet, they are in reality Keter Chokhmah Bina of Arich Hanpin. And we're going to study this. It's a little bit muzar. It's a little bit, at first, it's strange.
Isn't it exactly the same way that we go from Parsuk to Parsuk, that the pay happens to go to the lower part of the. That's exactly.
Exactly. But now he's bringing it to a point. So we slowly define the language more and refines the language more, so the language becomes complete, so we can talk to complete Etzach Haim, not only aspect of Etzach Haim. Now, follow what he says. This is something to remember, especially in understanding and explaining of Shabbat. Why Shabbat is so important? Because there are three otot. Is a ot beini or bein bnei Israel. That's it. Nobody else. It doesn't involve anybody else. It does. It only specifically involves Bnei Israel, and it's an oath. That means it's a contract. It's a covenant. It's a stamp. It's a deal. It's done and unbreakable. He says, "What are these three oaths? Oath he zeh b'Shabbat, tefillin is the oath, and Brit Milah is the oath." Now, these three aspects is three most important things in your body. It's the three most important transition points. So he says, now look at the gar of the Bria. The gar of the Bria. He says, what are the gar? It's Keter Chokhmah Bina of the Bria. Yochlot. They are capable. La'alot b'Shabbat le'olam Atzilut. And right now, consider only Atzilut v'Briah. Don't worry about the rest of the world. We want to understand the most important is the transformation between these two. Because Atzilut is real reality. It's emet. But the Briah is not the real reality. It's the real event. One is an event, one is emet. The emet and the reality are two different things. What happens and what really the emet is, two different things. So here it says, Tet, Keshechoshvim hana'atzelim bepo'al. Listen what it says. Kechoshvim hana'atzelim. Bepoa, hem rak dalet, dahainu chokhma bina tiferet v'malchut. Which means, I cannot tap into that malchut. Malchut came the shoresh, came the tohu, came the atik of olam b'riah. That I cannot touch. I only can touch the arba bechinot, which is the or yashar that was captured by Or Chozer. We said two things is coming down. One is the Malchut of Malchut, and one, this Or Chozer that includes the Or Yashar. And this Or Chozer includes the Arba Bechinot. Now, Sherak Dalet Dahainu Chochmah Ubina Utiferet Umalchut, Veshechoshvim Et HaShorashim, Imaem Hem Hei, דהיינו כתר חוכמה בינה תפארת ומלכות עניות ועל ידי זה בכל פרצוף בכל פרצוף בכל ספירה וספירה נקרא העליון מעציל ותחתון נעצל ויש בחינת ממוצא ביניהן הנקרא כתר כמו שכתוב בהעולמות וזהו סוד אני ראשון ואני אחרון כי כתר הוא אחרון בעליון והוא ראשון בתחתו. Believe you me, I can tell you 20 books I've written only for this section. 20. Because if you really know how this is transferred, and we understand it specifically, you know how to bring the world of thought into the world of action. It's as simple as that. And trust me, it's going to take at least 7 volumes in order to make this really bona fide, working. It's simply said, but not simply done. So, Bezrat Hashem, we really, it says, the secret of Hanukkah is a secret of Chinuch, Chinuch in the language Rav Armoni says, of new beginning. New beginning. And it is, and we're going to study Bezrat Hashem, what is new beginning? What is really beginning? This is real beginning. This is where there is the transformation of Eser Sefirot and Chanukah, and the Bekiah of Malchut of Malchut. When happened, where is this really? That's Chanukah. That's where you get these two things, in order, in 3 months, that's your gar, and Who sholets, who controls this month after Shvatim, which we say they are Merkava? God. God is consists of Gimel, which is three, and Dalet, which is the Arba Bechinot. The Gimel is the Tohu, is the Atik. That's why we have Kislev, is light, and then after the Kislev, which is we do the Chanukah, we have 3 months. Then what do we do? Halacha shel keilim. What are the keilim? Chochma bina tiferet malchut. Arba. That's what God's secret is. That's the month of the Chanukah. That's the importance of Chanukah. That's why at the end, what's going to remain is Chanukah and Purim. That's what is going to remain. Chanukah and Purim. And it is the Chanukah and Purim that really, it's you say, Ata Rishon, Ata Acharon. That is what is going to be transferred now into a new process called Pesach. Now, and that's why, by the way, it's called Nes. And that's why the Nes occurs in Chanukah, but Pesach, that we do Passover, what is the name of the Chodesh? Nes. That Nes that started in Chanukah really reveals itself in the Arba Bechinot. Not in the Shalosh Bechinot, but in the Arba. Not in the Chesed Gevura Tiferet, but Netzachot Yesod Malchut. But slowly we're going to put this together. And then you see how all the Ma'adim are there in order to complete this process. How to bring the thought into the world of revelation. Now, let's read the... Hold on, please. Shoshana, hold on. Thank you. Now, bet bechinot yoredet miolam ha'elyon leolam ha'tachton. Two aspects are coming down from the above to below. Echad, ha'eses sefirot de or yashar, ha'melubash ba'or chozer. Eses sefirot, that they are melubash ba'or chozer, shemitpashtot al yadei ha'masach bezivug daka. And this Or Chozer happened because of the Zivug Daka, and there is only Zivug Daka b'Malchut HaPeh. That's it. Nowhere else. But the second aspect, ha'bechina acharona de olam elyon, shehi malchut de malchut, she'yardav anasta atik ba'olam ha'tachton, ve'hi eina mitpashetet alaya Or Chozer shebemasach, ela buka'at et ha'masach, it spears in ve'yoredet. And there is a Yerida. Aleph.
So there are some things you can control and some things nothing.
No, there is something that comes down. It's not, you are totally out of it. You are not even, no matter what you do. That's good observation. But let's see what kind of a role these two play together. And both of them coming from where? From the Olam Elyon. Both of them come from Olam Elyon. Now, here we go. It says, Matzati, La Rav Gadalia Halevi, Zichronola again, Ki Hagimel Rishonot Shel Havav Ketzavot Da Arichampin Debriya. Now, here you gotta help me here. You gotta, your imagination should work. Please explain to me this line. Who is ready to go and read this line and explain to me? And just tell me what it says. Try it. Chassis, you try it first. Read it again.
I'm trying to think.
Bravo. Ki gimel arishonot. Gimel arishonot. Shel havav ketzavot. What are the gimel rishonot shel havav ketzavot? What we call vav ketzavot? No malchut, vav ketzavot. Okay? He says, Hagimel Rishonot Shel Avav Ketzavot De'arichampin De'briya. That means there is the Keter of Briya, and that Keter of Briya has a concept of Atik, and has the concept of the Arichampin, and we said that the Arichampin is consist of
the seven,
which is Vav Ketzavot and Malchut. It is not talking about the Atik, that's correct. It's talking only the Vav Ketzavot, talking about Arichampin, and talking Hagimel Rishonot Shel Arichampin. What are the Gimel Rishonot Shel Arichampin of Olam Bria? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet.
No.
Vav Ketzavot is Chesed Gevurah Tiferet.
Vav Ketzavot, yeah, but the Gimel Rishonim is not Chesed Gevurah Tiferet.
Yes, it says. Again, that's why I said pay attention to what he says here. Gimel Rishonot Shel Vav Ketzavot Da'arichampin. We said Da'arichampin is Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. That's a Vav Ketzavot. The Gimel Rishonot of it is Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Okay, and this is considered the Gar of Arichampin, Gimel Rishonim of Arichampin. What is Gar? Gar stands for Gimel Rishonim. Now, it says the following.
So, I'm sorry, before we go, that's the same thing as we were studying with the Parsufim, that
the head
was here and moved down to
exactly. And what is your the keter of your goof? Is Chesed Gevura Tiferet. That's the Gimel Rishonim. Netzach Hod Yesod is the Gimel Acharonim. Okay? So, here it says, Chesed Gevurah Asher Nishar Megulin Bli Hitlapshut. Megulin. That means they are revealed without Leitlabesh. What it means? What do you mean without Libush? Shoshana, please. Never do this. This is very wrong. That is having right. It's very wrong. Now, you will do a favor if you bring it into recognition. Shoshana, please. So it says, Hine Elo Hagimel. It's very important. Ki Hagimel Rishonot, Shelavav Ketzavot Da'arichampin De'Briya, Shehem Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, Asher Nish'aru, Megulim Bli Hitlapshut. Nish'aru. I say the word, that means they stayed, they remained. Gilui, revealed without Hitlapshut. Hine elu hagimel hem besot hamasach. He says, what is this masach? He says, which masach you're talking about? Which masach did we talk about? What up till now we talked which masach? What was the masach?
The keter.
Bravo, there was only one masach. And what that masach did, that masach, first of all, caused to capture the Arba Bechinot, which is the Chochmah Bina Tiferet Malchut of Or Yashar, that came down. And then we said Malchut of the Malchut, Baka, this masach, and came down. He says, what is this masach? He says, it's reality, this masach is Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. And then Malchut goes, Bokea, this Masach called Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Because we said Chesed Gevurah Tiferet is the Vak of the Arichampin. And how the Malchut is going to come? That Malchut, that Bokea.
Because in reality, Mr. Menachem, doesn't it mean that Chesed Gevurah Tiferet become the Keter of the next level?
Keter Chochmah Bina of the next. And we said, that's where the Masach is.
Right.
So, really, the masach that we want to find out, where is this masach within me? What is this masach? What are the property of this masach? It's chesed, gevurah, tiferet. That's the secret of when we say, we want to say the Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, we say three Hovayot. Ve'avor Adonai, El Panav, Adonai, Adonai. There's three. And these three are the gap. Shoshana, would you please go and sit somewhere else? Now, Vehine Elo HaGimel, this tree that we were talking, which is Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, Hem Besot Masach. They are the sod, the secret, the foundation of this Masach.
But I don't see how.
Why?
I don't see it.
Okay. Don't worry about it. First, he's defining it for you. They didn't become Avot, became Abraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, became what? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. They define the Gvulim. They say what the Gvulim is. So therefore, they are the Masach. What's so hard about these to follow? They became the Markabah, became the Masach.
We know it's another concept now, because we know Masach as something else.
Right.
You go down, get to Malchut, there is a Masach.
We are over a
now,
year.
Suddenly it's a concept of Chesed Gevurah Tiferet becomes a Masach.
Thank you very much. We are studying a year, and we are talking about there is a Masach, and this Masach is going to cause Or Chozer through a Zivug Daka, and this Masach defines Gvulim, defines what the Gvul is, what the consciousness is, and there is a Malchut of Malchut that steers through this Masach and goes through. Nobody asked me, what is this Masach? When did God create this Masach? This Masach came from where? It's the Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. He made this section Chesed Gevurah Tiferet as the Masach. Masach of what? Gimel Rishonim. There's the Keter Chochma Bina, and then there is Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Who is going to push the Or Gimel Rishonim of Keter Chochma Bina back? It's true that I told you the head controls the Keter Chochma Bina, and there is Masach in the head. But who puts this Masach here? The Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Yes? But you at least have an idea that this Masach that we are talking about, the Masach, because if there is no this Masach, therefore, you cannot create Or Chozer. And if there is no this Masach, you are not able to transfer the Malchut of the Malchut through it. Who going to carry this Malchut to bring down?
I need to go. Maybe I missed a little thing.
That's
only happens from Atzilut to Bria. Like before it, this is not the case. That happens at that point because the Masach of the Pe moved one level down, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't have any problem.
Okay.
At the meantime,
that's true what he said.
Take it, and it's not such a difficult concept. He says, in this section, he says, you know what is this Masach that causes the Or Chozer? Masach that causes Zivug Daka. Masach that El Bokea. He says, Bokea through it. The Malchut of Malchut. He says, listen, we discuss what is Atik. We discuss what is Atzilut. The Atzilut has Arba Bechinot. That means as Keter Chokhma Bina. Tiferet Malchut. Tiferet Vemalchut. And this concept, this together, the Keter and the Arba Bechinot, they are the Rosh of the Bria. But however, we said the Arichampin of the Bria has Vav Ketzavot, which is only Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach. And he said the Gimel Rishonim of this Arichampin of Bria are the Masach. That means they are that concept between what allowed the light of Atzilut to come to Bria, what light of Atzilut not to come through Bria. And who are these? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet of Arichampin of Olam Bria.
That's
now, just put this picture. If I ask you how this... just go like me, like for another, if we have Bezat Hashem today or next time, just always when he gives you a definition, take the definition, learn the definition, memorize it, even like a tuki. Memorize it, because the Rav told me Arichampin has Vav Ketzavot, and the Gimel Rishonim of Arichampin, no matter which Arichampin I am, Gimel Rishonot of Arichampin, they define the Masach. Just stay with this idea. Doesn't make any difference. Just that you understand there is a Keter. Keter is of, made of two parts. It's made of
a... It doesn't say Gimel Rishonim. Which Gimel Rishonim? Each level different Gimel Rishonim.
Gimel Rishonim has his own Koma. It doesn't go into that aspect. It's very simple. It says, look, you have the Atik, you have the Arichampin, and the Arichampin, the Gimel Rishonim of Vav Ketzavot, Arichampin is only Vav Ketzavot, and the Gimel Rishonim is the Masach that does all this work.
That's basically the same thing as saying that Zivuk Darakoah happens in Malchut HaPet. That's all it's saying, basically.
Bravo, but it says after this Zivug Daka, there are two aspects that are coming down. And remember these two aspects, what they are. One is this Malchut of Malchut, and second is the Or Chozer and Arba Bechinot. And they become all in the Keter, in the Keter of the lower aspect. He says, now remember, whenever we say Keter, that means Gimel Rishonim. Whenever we say Keter, that means Keter is inclusive of Chokhmah and Bina, all three. The Gimel Rishonim is called Keter. Now, let's go a little bit more. He says, "V'pirusha devarim hem kach," and this is the explanation. "Kehalo biyarnu," we already clarified. כי בכל עולם מגימל עולמות אלו יש להם מסך אחד. That between עולם to עולם, always there must be a מסך. Between exchange of עולם to another עולם. Don't forget that Rav explained that this is the cause of continuity. This is causes how one עולם connects to another עולם. There is a part of the Olam which is above, it belongs to the lower world.
So, Mr. Melani, if this is the way that Olam connects to Olam and Parsuk connects to Parsuk, so Sephira to Sephira, it happens the same way?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And we are going to go into that level of understanding how Sefirot and Sefirot are going to play together. It's going to do it in a very detailed form. Otherwise, we don't know the DNA level. But he's right now explaining as the whole. And then slowly, slowly going to fill up the picture. And slowly, slowly, you know, more detail and more detail and more detail. And again, the transformation between Chesed and Gevurah is not just bing, bing. I mean, he's calling Chesed as a Keter, the Gevurah is Chokhmah, and Tiferet is Bina. He says these three, they work together, and we know if they are, and we will know that they, Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, eventually, they're going to play the role of this Masach. From the time that came Abraham and the time Yaakov, you know how many things has happened? That's just telling you that this masach is very complicated. This masach is not just the word masach.
And it's not just one.
And that's why it's 120. That's why it's 10 times 12. That's why it is what it is. Because this masach defines, we said, all the gvulim.
It's unbelievable. It has many definitions.
Yes. So slowly he's going, he came for the first time and explained what the masach is, and all of you got excited suddenly, like it's a...
I'm excited. I'm saying there is too many definitions, and there is different aspects to it.
Never say too many definitions. You say there is a lot of definitions. Too many, that expression of extras. There's no extra in it. Believe me, there is not even a point here extra. Yes, that's. But I assure you, we are well protected.
Don't they all have the same function and purpose?
Who is all?
The masach.
It's only to set gvulim. He said, this masach, it causes, the or chozer, this masach is that domain that the bekiah happens. Bekiah happens.
Right.
That's two things. We got to see what this bekiah
is.
Is.
Don't
forget, the Bikiah has what letters? How do you write Bikiah?
Okay.
Where do you know this Bet Kuf Ein? Where are the letters of what?
Bet Kuf Ein.
Ekev, which is Torah has Ayakov, and the Torah has how many words? Beka or 172? The Aser Sefirot, Aseret Dibrot. How many words Aseret Dibrot had? 172. That's the Bekia. That's name of Yaakov. Yaakov, he does the Bekia and bring what? The Yud? All the way down. What is this Yud? It's the Malchut. Who brings it down? Yaakov. What is his name? Yaakov. What it has in his name? Kuf Ein Bet. That's the Bikia. And what we said that is going to Bokea through the Masach and go to the lower world? Now, what Bokea? We said Malchut of Malchut. The one that is Ata Rishon, Ata Acharon. He bokeh through this, Masach comes all the way down. Who brings it down? Bnei Israel, Atachtonim. And who is the Rosh of Bnei Israel? Called El Yaakov. And that's why God called Yaakov El. And El is the name of who? It's the first name of Yud Gimel Midot. El, Rachum V'Chanun. That's right. If the first one is L, the rest are L too. We're going to study this. We are doing, go slowly. You don't know how beautiful, honestly, what is the chut we have to study this. Okay. It has, I don't know. It's the significance of it is unbelievable. And come, and I do not know no philosophy, no mathematics, no logic, no any other study in the whole world, and I am sure in what I'm saying, that tells you how to transfer and what is the structure of bringing Machshava into Bria. Very simple. It says how to bring Machshava into Bria. That there won't be any pagam, there won't be any kilkul, there won't be anything, it will be a straight. What I thought, it should be implemented exactly with no problem. What is the problem in between? Do not forget that at this stage, he said, if there is a pagam of tachtonim, it doesn't go to down where it's supposed to go, it doesn't go to the shoresh, it goes to a klipa. And that's where it starts all the problems. Now, we're going to come. Now, Israel is that masach that creates between Shamayim and Aretz. זה חיה אחד עומדת באמצע הרקיעה, it's a ממוצא, it becomes the ממוצא, it becomes in between, it becomes the כתר. Between what? שני קצוות, כל שמיים
וארץ. Okay, this ממוצא is a
מסך,
right?
Who?
This ממוצא, the כתר, is a מסך. It's between this עולם, עליון ותחתון.
Bravo.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so when I, if I wanted to say the gimel ראשונים of this מסך, it's keter, chokma,
bina,
bina,
right.
But somehow, it didn't make sense to me. It doesn't sit with me.
Now, the whole point is look at it like this. That, look at Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. What are Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov? They are in between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way they handle the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the level of Emunah, we can't. So they defined that domain of a masach that we are not able to handle without them. They become our gap. They become our keter. That's why when I say in Amidah, Adonai Sefatai Tzach Upi Yagid Tehilatecha, I say Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. And I'm connecting, what is this Elohei? I'm connecting through this masach. Because that's the only way that I can connect.
If I can't get to the reach and the level that they are, why should I mention them?
No, but then there is a breed. You see, that's why there is a breed. God made breed with all three of them. And this breed, if you connect to this breed, which called Ot Shabbat, Ot Tefillin, Ot Brit Milah, if you connect to this, then you connect to this called Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Easier way? That's the easiest way you can do it. What do you mean easier way? Now, yes, easier way, it's very simple. Take the Torah, study the Torah, do the mitzvot, study the Torah, do the mitzvot, and say the tefillah, and that's the easiest way you can get. Right, thank you.
But this is, wait, hold on. This is such a mechanical thing you can do.
Huh?
And you will never get there.
That's mechanical?
That goes totally against all the desire.
That's exactly. Wow.
You guys are too mashabi for me.
What that got to do with the mashabi?
You guys are too religious for me. I'm sorry.
What do you think? It's an instant, like it's a book like Haimah Mandiali.
But this mashabi is
what it's saying. She doesn't know what Bialik is.
This is a beautiful point what you're bringing now, because it's not like a regular book. You need to apply stuff, and it's not a theoretical.
We have five more volumes to go.
Right, but you know, but the more you think about this keter, this memotze, that it has two faces. One side of it that you can see everything, reality, which you call it atzilut, and the other side that you have no idea. How this world works, that everything is concealed, everything is covered with klipot, and we don't know how to tap into that side. I mean, do we see this?
By the way, this concealment is not by a klipa. For me, it's a klipa. But that concealment of the light was by design, not by klipa. In this level, there is no klipa. What klipa? God is doing me a favor in order to allow me an opportunity to see. You know what? When I get to the head of Noah, then I got to Bria. You think it's easy for me to get to Bria? It's not. It's Olam Bria. What are you talking about? You are talking about Markaba. You are talking about 6 days of creation, because the Vav Ketzavot is the 6 days of the creation.
Well, you call this Markaba also Masach too.
No. Yeah. And here it is, you want me to go b'ma'aseh bereshit, to know the ma'aseh bereshit, that means to know the whole secret of the creation. That, because this Vav Ketzavot of Arichampin of Bria is the 6 days of the creation. Now, you want to know the 6 day way of creation? Of course. You think it involves nothing? It involves a lot. Here it's God comes the first day and brings a light, and then he conceals it. Here it is, the first day he did the creation. He's already gone through a big concealment. And about then he says, Vayi Or, that's a Vav Ketzavot, and he creates what he creates, and he conceals that Vav Ketzavot. And you think it's simple? No, it's not simple. You think it's... but at the same time, it's very simple. It's very, very simple. If you stop fighting with the idea, the logic of the creation, and I don't understand the logic, and I call it what? Oh, this is too much religious for me. I'm not talking about you. This is too much for me. It's got to be an easier way to do this.
No, Mr. Milano, what I'm trying to say is it's got to be an easier way to explain this.
Oh,
not well, go to Avraham
Lechavayah. Now say that, look, it's very difficult for me to understand it, and I'll tell you, have a patience, as the way you understood many other things that you did not have no idea of understanding, and now it has become very simple. It's a patience. It's a language that you have to learn. This is only the language. Imagine when we get to do it. Shabbat shalom.